Ladies and gentlemen, make some noise for Miss Bernice Jenkins in his eyes.
Yay!
Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. If anyone should ever write my life story, Jesus is the best thing that ever happened to me. That's the remix, Janie. That's the remix.
Amen.
How you doing this morning?
Yeah. I'm good.
Just another day. How was church yesterday?
Oh, it was the bomb.
I bet it was.
It sure was.
I bet they were shouting out their drawers. Here's our church announcement this morning. Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Since the NFL is back on again, the pastor is allowing all straight men to leave
what?
Service as soon as you come around and bring your offering to pay tithes. If you straight, you can leave as soon as you pay your tithe, and you can keep walking on out the sanctuary so you ain't got to miss the pregame shows.
What if you ain't straight?
All the non-straight men need to stay till after service to help the motherboard in the kitchen.
Can you do that?
All the non-straight men, stay your asses in there after service to help the motherboard in the kitchen. You all right, Jamie?
Yay!
Deacon Walter Bynum and his sister Gloria Eccles are proud to announce that they are getting married. That they are getting married next month after being engaged since June of 1975.
Oh,
he's 84 and she's 79. And she said he had to wait until he had got his credit straightened out before they could marry. That's a long time.
Yes.
That's a long time.
I think I want him.
All cockeyed members,
come on now.
Please sit in the balcony. All cockeyed members, please sit in the balcony. We having Men and Women's Day, and it throws off the guest pastor. It scares him. You know, some pastors scared of midgets. Some pastors scared of clowns.
Right.
And some pastors scared of cockeyed folks. So we asking this guest pastor that's coming, that's his fear, and we want all cockeyed members to please sit in the balcony.
Ain't gonna be a seat button.
Condolences to Deacon Harold Pritchett. Condolences to Deacon Harold Pritchett, who turned 97 on Friday. He was doing bad, battling with hypertension, loose bowels. A weak bladder,
what?
Hay fever, infected bunions, and ankle spasms. But none of that what killed him, Janie. He was celebrating his birthday at the bowling alley, and he went to roll the ball, and his hip locked up on him, and he fell over and slid all the way into the pins and got mashed up under the ball sweeper.
The Ricky Smiley Morning Show.